First off, today it's Friday. We get the latest on the grains and oilseeds markets with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications in Calgary.
Hi, Caitlin. Well, really the big factor in markets this week was whether the U.S. and China can come together on a trade deal by March 1st. But right now, the odds of this occurring appear to be getting a little dimmer. Soybeans are certainly in the firing line. This report was recorded prior to the release of several USDA reports today, which is likely to spark price volatility. So there are global macro factors, Caitlin, that have a direct impact on Canadian grain prices heading right into the spring market.
Well, let's take a look at some of those prices. What are we seeing with canola?
Well, our canola market has been bothered about the shipping delays into China's market. This has slowed our canola export pace while increasing the 2018-19 carryout. May canola has stayed above $490 a metric ton, which has been supported somewhat by the Canadian dollar weakness this week. But soybeans have weakened prior to the release of these USDA reports. July canola has been hovering as high as about $500 a metric ton, which we believe offers excellent carry in the market. New crop November canola has hovered and weakened slightly, easing toward about $495 per metric ton midweek. Flax bids, Caitlin, remain quite firm, but fresh demand has yet to surface for spring movement. One Canada bids continue to be heard between $12.75 upwards to about $13.25 per bushel delivered. Edible pea bids remain stable, with top and number two green bids approaching $11 per bushel, and number two yellow bids ranging between about $7 to $7.50 per bushel, depending on time of delivery.
Barley feedlot bids looking okay?
They are. Feedlot delivered bids remain quite firm. Lethbridge area delivered bids are now heard between about $256 to $258 a metric ton. That's around $560 per bushel for February-March movement. For April, May, June, Southern Alberta feedlot bids climb into about a $263 to $265 a metric ton range, or about $575 per bushel delivered. The Stats Can stocks report, Caitlin, was considered bullish toward barley as stocks are tightening. Barley stocks as of December 31st, peaked at 4.9 million metric tons, is 18% lower than a year ago. Stats Can quarterly stocks were also considered bullish toward oats. Oat stocks are down 20% year over year. Also, field pea stocks are down 11%, which is considered slightly bullish toward both the yellow and green peas. But overall, we do expect that grain markets may become more volatile as we head into the late winter market.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.